Never before has the world come across four men more willing to share their collective knowledge and wisdom for nothing in return. They'll deliver it to you with such style and class and make Samuel L. Jackson look more like your snotty-nosed cousin who still wets the bed.
Fuller, go easy on the Pepsi.
Why am I saying incredibly wonderful things about these men? Well, I have a terrible, terrible gambling habit and I owe them a lot of money. It'll be epic.
Something special is about to happen.
It'll be brave.
No fear, no hesitation.
It'll be perfect in every way possible.
Are you kidding me?
Rangers. Pete, Muffy and Joe, coming to you in all its pre-recorded glory from the capital of Australia. This is The Sports Drench.
Yes, episode 146 of The Sports Drench is here. And we have the usual crew with us, starting with Fulzy.
Fulzy, good morning.
How are you, my friend?
Good.
We were just having a little pre-chat off air. And Muffy and I agree that you are the biggest oxymoron of a person we've ever seen.
Well, I believe both of you are morons.
No, we weren't calling you a moron, no. But you are. No, an oxymoron.
That's so rude.
Because you're suited up, which is very professional.
Suited and booted.
Yes.
Yeah.
However, you've got a man bun,
which
is pretty untidy and unkempt.
Yeah.
And you've got a nice eyebrow piercing, which is, you're 31 years old. You're way too old for an eyebrow piercing. And you've got this weird pube beard going on at the moment.
It's not, it's stubble. It's a pube beard.
It's pube
beard. Oh, my goodness.
And so you just, you look, it's like you want to be professional. Actually, you kind of look like a bad 80s Wall Street.
Look, I don't, as people from a much, much older generation than mine, I don't expect you to understand fashion nowadays.
Whoa, you went real hard on the much, didn't you?
Oh, much older.
Yeah, yeah. Look, it's okay. Oh, Muffy's centuries. A whole generation above me, so.
Yeah, you're old.
So I'm a generation above you.
I could be your children.
No, you could not, and God, we would have failed if you were.
Do you know, I have to do printouts every week because these guys don't know how to use a computer.
That is totally inaccurate.
And then I come in every single time and, oh, just let me get my reading spectacles before we have to record. Oh, my goodness.
I feel like me attacking you and you feel very upset. It's probably backfired.
I'm
going to
go cry for the rest of this
good.
Episode.
Excellent. All right, Muffy, how are you? It's just you and me because Fuller's going to be crying in the corner.
Well, the problem is that what you've said, Pete, is 100% accurate. And what Fuller just said is all lies. So it's just, you know, we deal in fact on this show.
Alternative facts.
excuse me, it's not fake news.
Yeah,
this
not
is real
fake
news.
Yeah, exactly. Alternative facts.
How are you, Muffy?
I'm good. I'm back in training, Pete. Cricket's just around the corner.
Yes.
So yours and truly
I've heard
has
a
been.
Rumor, you're no longer a batsman. You've demoted yourself.
Looking at the incoming list for this season, I think I have to be a bowler.
Right. Because you're
very thin, thin in the ranks. A lot of spinners we've got.
Oh.
Doesn't really help you.
No, not really. You need some sort of fast, medium type bowlers.
Looks like we have a lot of spinners and a lot of people that want to bat from sort of 3 to 8. So right. It's going to be difficult.
So you're ninth and opening bowler.
Possibly, which is a scary, scary thought. Anyway,
well, maybe.
Get on everyone against the Harmon Demons for 1,000 runs a game then.
Maybe you need an express...
Well,
ace bowler.
It's not Alex Fuller.
Do you want
perhaps a Lanyon Express?
Do you want to have a couple of games?
No, not really.
I was going to say, he has no interest in spending 6 hours in a field, standing around doing
I'm not
a
scarecrow.
But what else is the Lanyon Express going to do on a Saturday afternoon?
Drink 1,000 beers.
Just sleep in, probably.
Sleep in?
Yeah, still be asleep.
Yeah, very, very helpful there.
And what's up with you, Pierre?
Look, nothing really exciting this week. This week is Frantic Friday.
Well, that's not exciting for anyone.
Kind of our Mad Monday version. So that's going to be interesting. probably clinically not going to be alive on Saturday.
So you pay me out for being a 31-year-old with an eyebrow piercing, but you're a 42-year-old who's going on Mad Mondays.
I am 37.
Oh, yeah, okay. We'll let the listeners decide that.
And I think it's a good idea to celebrate a grand final winning season, and I think we should do it properly. And I will take myself home at a reasonable hour, probably about 5 o'clock in the morning from Mooseheads.
Why don't you just have like a nice couple quiet beers?
Excuse me?
And a dinner. And then everyone just goes home and be mature about it.
I don't know what
you're
talking about.
Friendly
Friday. Friendly Friday. Alex, you can't lecture on anyone on alcohol consumption.
That's true. That's true.
Ever.
Yeah.
Drink responsibly, kids.
Yes. They should.
Or not at all.
Exactly.
But let's be honest. Just do it responsibly. Binge a couple of times, but that's all right.
Every so often.
No, we're realistic
every
here.
Couple of days.
We're realistic here on the trench.
Yeah.
Show of fact, you see.
All right, let's get on to what we've got on this week. Leading this rabble around is difficult as always. What are we going to do? We're going to do finals week 2 review. We're going to answer some more questions because they went down so well last week. We've got the week 3 preview. Simona says Grevis should gamble. Spoiler alert, I'm on fire.
Yeah, anyone's on fire at $1.12 to $1.
Excuse me, I was $3 and I dominated last week. Yeah. Anyway, and before all that, let's do the news, shall we?
The good, the bad, and the...
Foolsy.
From the trenches.
I don't know, I panicked. But I was going to say, Foolsy did these stories, but it took too long. And then I was like, I was in the middle of started something and then it got out of control. Yeah. So yeah, just Foolsy.
Yeah, good. No, I like it.
You chose these 5 stories.
I just chucked some shit stuff down.
Excuse me. Oh, language. All right.
No, I reversed it halfway through. Don't worry.
You did.
Yeah, good one.
Stuff.
The sugar. Right. So, first story, boys. Israel Folau has signed on to play rugby league for Tonga. Thoughts?
I put this down because I think this is a great way to do a job application. So you just announce to everyone you've got it, even if the people who are assessing whether you've got it or not haven't even read your application yet, and hope it works out.
So just update your LinkedIn profile, you reckon, and then
just
rock
go,
up
thanks
Monday.
Everyone. Thanks for the promotion. I'm going to give it a crack today.
Right, okay, so you're going to be, the head honcho by the end of today.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, I'll have announced that I am, at least.
I look forward to seeing that email later on in my email box. That'll be great. Muffy?
I file this in the category of Kanye West, the Kardashians, and ex-contestants on Love Island. I just don't care.
Oh, so Love Island is where you draw the line?
Yep.
No, but married
at first sight, you're all in.
That's quality TV, Peter.
Oh, God.
Don't care. Couldn't care.
Yeah, fair enough.
I want to give this guy off.
Surely Rugby League, the International Rugby League Federation don't let him back in the game. They can't. Not at this point in time and probably not ever.
Mm.
Anyway, all right, we'll moving see. On. Second story this week. Foolsy wanted to talk about Will Chambers being benched because he's very upset about it. So let's talk about it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, interesting one. Benching a State of Origin player just before your finals.
Look, the Raiders carry a centre on the bench or a centre winger on the bench, and it seems to have paid off a number of times this season when we've had injuries to players. We had an injury in the Warriors game and Simon Simonson came into the squad late. Then we had the injury where Joey Leilua got a firework in the eye.
Yeah.
Yep, that'll happen.
That's a pretty standard one.
Yeah, that's a regular injury.
Yeah.
So, Will Chambers hasn't been playing well. Oh, good chat. You could have filled in some time then.
Is he done?
I thought you were still going.
Yeah.
I thought you were halfway through your sentence.
You had that inflection, like Will Chambers hasn't been going well. But.
Yeah. Also, and all those things you could have added on.
Oh, I could have added a word there.
Yeah. Excellent. What do they call them? A connector?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
As well.
Also.
Who's he replaced with? Who's coming in
Curtis
for
Scott
him?
Replaced him. last week, just gone. He did it this week.
But he's just been in the wilderness. Is Curtis Scott just been,
he's been injured,
training up a storm somewhere and we didn't realise?
Ha.
I think he's been injured a little
good
bit.
Good pun.
Ha!
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe the... Maybe Bellamy just saw one too many kicks and goes, right, that's it. Like, you know, you have a limit of, you know, you have a limit of 10 per year and you're clearly well over that.
Yeah.
You've reached your limit.
Maybe that was just time for to hook him.
Fair enough. All right. Moving on. How is this even a story? Raiders prelim sold out.
Oh my goodness. How about you, fair weather fans?
No, I think this is good. Oh, 6 minutes, a record for the Raiders. It sold out in 6 minutes.
Admittedly, though, 20,000 member tickets were snapped up and there were only 8,000 tickets that were left over on the Tuesday morning.
Well, that's rough in a 25,000-seat stadium.
Correct. Well, yeah, then there's like 3,000. Well, I think it's 28,000 these days or 27. And
there's a lot. There'll be a lot of
standing. So,
the 1,000 standing is just in and around the ground because there is actually nowhere...
Yeah.
There's no designated standing area at the ground, is
you
there?
Can sort of stand on the Meninga stand side.
In front of everyone else?
No, there's railings there. You can stand there. Come on, mate.
But they always say, don't stand there, and the security guards always move you on from standing near the railing.
They don't do that during the big games.
Oh, it's double standing.
We wouldn't know.
Yes, correct.
There hasn't been any big games. But that's nice, but pretty fair weather.
Oh,
as soon as
classic,
you're winning.
It's classic Canberra fans. Yeah. It's classic Brumbies fans. It's classic Cannons. Oh, the Cannons don't exist anymore.
Yeah,
it's classic Capitals fans. Like, it's classic everyone. And when a team's winning, Canberra fans go.
Tuggeranong Vikings.
I was going to say, how much did you get at your GF? Look, did you have a sellout because you were winning?
Millions.
No, we didn't.
No, so not classic. Oh. Tuggeranong's different. A different kettle of fish out there, Fulzy.
It's pretty hard.
You would know. Yeah. You're one of them.
It's pretty hard to get to Belconnen from Tuggeranong. It's difficult. You know, you've got to
is that where the fan base is in Belconnen?
No, that's where the game was located.
Mm. Why did you play the game in Belconnen?
Because
it's called
logistics.
They try to upset your rhythm.
They did, and we still got it done.
Yeah, stuck it to the man. Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, all right, moving on. Shane Flanagan, boys, is now eligible to be registered as an assistant coach. Do we think someone's going to pick him up?
Absolutely, yeah. Someone will pick him up.
Really?
Yeah, of course they will.
Yeah. Premiership winning coach.
St. George apparently are interested.
Oh, that's a nail in Mary's coffin if they do that. Like he is not making it 10 weeks if he is the assistant coach.
Exactly. No, I think this is I think Flanagan will position himself quite nicely in a team where he can essentially take over. Because he's only just getting that role. He's a head coach. And so I think a team will get him who either has an inexperienced head coach or a head coach that is under the pump. And so they do have a fallback plan, which St. George makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Mm, there you go. All right. And finally, Jack Bird has been given permission this week to talk to other clubs.
He got permission last week. We talked about this on the show last week with the Broncos.
Oh, yeah, but it's a real thing.
It was a real thing last week.
Nah, it's even realer this week, Stephen.
We briefly touched on this last week about all the Broncos players that they were obviously releasing and how they're going to keep everyone under the cap. Derry B apparently is being given a new position at the club.
Oh.
That is not... No one knows what that currently is, but they reckon he will not be 5'8". They won't be fullback.
They reckon it's going to be in the Senate.
Yeah, so
wow.
A bit of a shuffle, but yeah. So interesting to see how much Bird, because I think he was on like 800,000 or close to 800,000 a year at the Broncos, so that's why they want to see what he can get outside. I'm not sure whether he's still an $800,000 player. I'm not sure.
Yeah, injuries have really crippled him, and I think he started the year a little bit slowly and then was starting to come good when he got re-injured again. I think that's probably the issue, as well as the fact that he probably clashes with Seawold, who I think is in the Michael Maguire mold, and I think a number of players don't like Seawold. So I don't think, unless he gets the squad he wants, I don't think Seawold's long for that job.
Mm. Mm. Considering they would have, I'm assuming they paid him some good coin to go there.
Yeah.
He broke his contract to go there.
5-year contract. So,
whoa.
Yeah, which is a big, long contract. Yeah, I think... If he doesn't build the squad he wants and the players don't perform, he's in big trouble.
Mm.
Could be. You think he'll get through one full year next year? You would think.
Yeah. Sure. You would think so. And then I think year three is when they better start turning things around. Otherwise, it's going to be sayonara.
Coitons.
Sayonara Seabold.
SS.
Good one.
Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah. That's not good.
That's good rhyming.
No. That is not. Yeah. Anyway. Let's move on then, shall we? We'll do the finals week two review.
Oh, we're not going to do any injuries? There's no injuries? I got that teed up, that's all.
Again, oh, you've changed.
All right, moving on.
We haven't done it the last 3 weeks. There's no need.
Well, it's on the run sheet, mate.
That was Alex's fault. He did the run sheet.
Yeah,
week.
I know. That's
all. That's why it's all over the show.
Oh, it's all over the show.
Goodness. Mm.
All right, what are we doing now?
The sports trench.
That'll do it.
Thank you, madam. Well, yeah, that will do it. I like how you had to ask what we were doing. Friday, 20 September, Rabbitohs 34, defeating the Sea Eagles 26. Muffy.
I love this game. Didn't have any investment in this game whatsoever and loved it as a spectacle. If I was a supporter of either of these two teams, I would have...
Been very upset
and happy at certain points in the game.
Yes.
It was actually a back and forth game, 5 tries apiece. Penalty goals were essentially the difference in this one, and penalty goals and sin binnings, I would say, are the two main talking points out of this game. So, Rabbitohs got out of the gates first, got in front, thanks to Alex Johnson, Cody Walker tries. Then Seagulls just hit back after Cody Walker got, well, before Cody Walker got sin bin, Eagles scored, and then Walker was in the bin, and then, so tries to Waddell and Cherry Evans got the Seagulls in front, and then right on the stroke of half-time, Rabbitohs got over to get in front by 2 at half-time.
Yeah, well, Wayne went in to half-time about 10 minutes early and gave him a spray and had to be told at the during the speech by Sam Burgess that, "Coach, we're in front. Did you not know this?" He was like, "Nah, left ages."
Yeah, left ages.
And he had to change his speech.
So he had to change. Yeah. So he said he has 2 speeches going into halftime: the winning one and the losing one.
Yeah, and he's given the losing.
And he's given the losing one, and so they were all a bit confused. But but again, that didn't stay for too long because Manly scored first and then got in front again, and then a slew of Manly sin binnings was their downfall with about 25 minutes to go. Brad Parker got correctly binned, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
That was, you know,
and
tripping.
Potentially that should have been a penalty try. They were saying he didn't get the ball. Ball hit him in the head.
Well, no, I think the reason that there was too many variables in that. There was a lot of Manly players in the in-goal. There was 2 converging on the ball. The South player, the other player was coming through, wasn't in front of the other.
If Roberts doesn't get tripped, he gets to the ball.
Well,
first.
Again, but there was too many play. Like, you can't say for 100%.
100%, because it hit him in the noggin as he tripped over. He headbutted the ball towards the goal line.
Yeah. Anyway, I was happy, absolutely happy with the call. 100% sin bin, 100% penalty. And then that put the Bunnies, I think they got 2 points from that. I think they sort of leveled it up or just got in front. They didn't score,
they
did they?
Yeah, they took the 2. I agree with the penalty in the sin bin. I'm fine with it. But the argument that he wasn't going to score doesn't fly with me. The ball hit him in the head. Like, as he's tripping over.
Is James Roberts, though.
Yeah.
True. He probably would have dropped it. Yeah. He probably would have dropped it. But there was no way he wasn't the first player to the ball there. Like, I just disagree with that argument. He was the only player getting the ball if he didn't get tripped.
You said he was probably going to drop it though.
He probably would have.
Well, then how is he going to score?
Referees can't rule on that.
Well, either can you.
Yes, I can.
Anyway.
Do you know who I am?
Now, and then we go to the talking point of this game, the Jake Trbojevic sin bin. So let's go around the room. Let's go, Fulzy, thoughts. Good call, bad call?
Oh, I think it really changed this fixture.
That's very helpful there. Very politically correct. Yeah. What a good analysis you provided.
You didn't let me finish. even though South definitely seemed pretty fixated on winning, I think there are a few things Manly could fix if he didn't get sent off. And, this game was fixed.
But what do you think about the actual call?
Shit.
Whoa.
Wow, okay. Whoa. We know what he thinks.
He was running in front. Like, Gagai was doing nothing other than blocking him.
You could not be more wrong.
Why didn't Burgess get sent in the first half for doing the same thing to Parker?
You are so wrong.
But around the head.
So the thing here is there's two things, and Muffy and I have had previous discussions about this. And the two things we've had discussions about are, number one, was it in a try-scoring situation? Yes.
Tick.
Exactly. Number two, all right, it may have been accidental, but he grabs the player and then he accidentally trips him with his legs. It's accidental. He clips his legs, but he trips him over.
I accidentally hit my fist in his face, Your Honor.
So it may have been accidental, but it happened and he's done it. And the thing is, like, Desi went absolutely mental at Graham Annesley afterwards on the phone. And apparently Annesley said to Desi on the phone, he said, your player shouldn't have put himself in that situation. And I 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
Trbojevic put himself in a situation where he potentially could get binned for an act in a try-scoring situation. And that's what happened.
So what do you do then if you're him in that situation? How do you try and get around the player?
Be faster and you go around him. He's not faster. You go around him.
I think it was a bad call.
You have to. You cannot take a player out who has front position in any situation. You cannot do it. It's the rules of the game. You can't push players in the back.
Well, I don't like the rules of the game.
Oh, good. Excellent. That's well done. Taking my bat and ball and going home. Good. I hope you do.
Yeah, I love the comment from Dez after he spoke to Graham Annesley. And Dez said himself that he's happy for it to be given a penalty, but the sin bin he was not happy with. The reason it was obviously a sin bin was because it was a try-scoring situation. And Graham Annesley's response to that was, well, tell your player not to give away the penalty then.
Yeah.
Like, fair call.
Yeah.
So you can't have it both ways.
No.
If that was, you know, if that was sort of a break and there was plenty of cover and they did the same thing, not in a try-scoring situation, penalty, but no sin bin. But
if it happens in the backfield, it's just a penalty.
Yeah.
Like, same thing with Burgess. It's just a penalty. That was a try-scoring situation and a crucial point in the game. And I think the referees nailed it. And the fact that people are continuing to whinge about it and Manly fans are continuing to whinge about it and kick up a stink is outrageous. Take some responsibility for the actions your player committed.
Anyway, so end of this game. Obviously, Seagulls are out. Rabbitohs go to fight another day. In this game, I thought... Cameron Murray, again, outstanding.
Oh, how good is that guy?
Outstanding.
Another message to you two boys saying he is easily the second best lock in the game.
Yeah.
Tamalolo's number one, but he is streets ahead of everyone.
Another two tries at critical points in the game. Just steps up.
And he was playing out wide when he got that other try. He was playing out near the centres or second row, I think, at that point in time.
Yeah.
He might have been in the centres, I think. And because of all the injuries South had, they had a lot of injuries.
Well, yeah, like Alex Johnston and...
Dewey also went off.
Apparently Alex Johnston is right to play this week, which I'm extremely surprised at.
He's been named.
Well, I mean, you saw that footage, that sickening footage of when, was it Goswetsky scored the try and then they come over the top of each other and collected. Before Johnston had even hit the ground, there was a lot of blood coming out of his head before he even turned and fell over. So I'm extremely surprised that, one, he passed his HIA, and two, that cut on his head looked pretty bad.
Yeah, it was just a little flesh wound.
It looked pretty big.
Yeah, it looked massive.
But even just the concussion protocol itself, I'd be surprised that he was back. But anyway, he seems to be back, and we'll be coming to the Bush Capital.
Yes, he will be this weekend. All right, moving on then to Saturday, 21 September. Storms 32, defeating the Eels 0. Boys, this game, there was a reverse of the Eels and Broncos the previous week. Eels were not in this game.
I saw a meme of this game that summed it up perfectly.
Yep.
And it was Homer Simpson jumping the canyon on the skateboard.
Yep.
Going, and it was like, Eels in week one of the finals. I'm going to make it. This is the greatest thing. And then just week two of the finals, as he just falls short of the cliff and goes down the bottom of the gorge. I thought that was apt.
That is a good one.
If Melbourne had kicked all their goals, this would have been a 100-point turnaround from last week.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty epic.
Cameron Smith missed a lot of goals in this game, and a lot of ones that you'd expect him to nail. Yeah, look, the Eels were absolutely average in this game. Continued drop ball. I believe in the end they had 55% of completed sets. I think it was about 60 minutes in they only had 50 in the end.
50
there you go.
Game.
It got worse. So with about 60 minutes in, it was about 55% because we were checking it as we were watching the game.
Ooh.
And yeah, they had 43% of possession. So, you know, you give the Storm 57% of possession, they completed 80%, and you only complete 50% of the time, yeah, you're in big trouble.
It's sort of, that just sums up the Eels season. You know, they were absolute world beaters in certain games and just looked horrendous in others. It was just one of the most inconsistent up and down seasons. And I think that, you know, I've seen from a team in a while, some huge wins, but yeah, this sort of sums it up, essentially.
Yeah, look, they didn't put any pressure on because they didn't complete sets, but they also didn't get penalties, which, you know, you put pressure on a team's defensive line and you can get some penalties out of them. They only got four penalties. Like, the Storm only committed four penalties for the game, and if you're only getting four penalties out of the Storm, you're probably not doing enough.
Yeah, you need the refs just to be not on the side of Cameron Smith.
Yeah, that's the next one we'll talk about in a minute. Josh Adokar scored a brilliant try to start. It was unbelievable. Like,
he nearly bombed it twice.
Yeah,
but,
correct.
You know, there was, and yes, he was. There was a lot of good speed and a lot of change of direction in there, but some of the defense was woeful.
Yeah, absolutely. I should have gone with first try scorer with my bet because this got my bet up for the weekend, pretty much.
So what was your bet? I mean, spoilers, what was your bet again?
It was Melbourne into Josh Adokar to score a try anytime into the Rabbitohs to win. So,
oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
$3.
$1.12, as Fulsy said. Yep.
After that, look, Vunivalu went over, Munster went over, and finally, Jerome Hughes went over and Cameron Smith decided to kick a goal. Adokar got one more before the break. Parramatta just were awful, dropped the ball 400 times. Only two tries in the second half. Probably a good thing for the Eels. But that's about it. So let's talk about Cameron Smith. Fulsy, thoughts?
I'm okay with it, but they need to be consistent with it.
Like, well, they did the same for Cody Walker on Friday night.
Yeah, fair. Yeah,
and I'd seen a few comments, particularly Braithen Astor on afterwards saying, which, you know, Braithen Astor is a great rugby league mind of our generation, mm-hmm, pretty much.
Yeah.
That essentially saying, what is the game turning into? I think Braith is looking at it from a very blinkered point of view. My point of view is, you can't have players striking other players, and I don't care how it's done. I don't care if it's a slap or if it's a punch. It's a bad look for the game. It's a bad look for, in particular, when you've got women in league round, in particular, when you've got violence against women, the White Ribbon organization. Like, all these things that, you know, you have and sponsor throughout the year, and then you have that sort of reaction to things that happen. I know you get frustrated and, like, people do things that are annoying, and Mahoney was being annoying. Mm. Like, he was, but he got the reaction he wanted. Like, so bad luck, off you go, sin bin. Now, Smith came out and said he's happy with the call if it was consistent, like you're saying. But yeah, it's a case of, I just don't think it's a good look for the game, people doing this.
No, I'm totally okay with the call. Just do it consistently.
Well, that's not the NRL. They won't. Yeah. That's our issue.
Yeah, true.
Anyway. All right. Muffy, anything else? Nothing?
No, nothing. If you boys have done a solid job.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Appreciate that. All right, let's move on to some questions, shall we?
Ooh, the sports
friend. Ooh, indeed. So what do we learn from week two of the finals? And we've got some thoughts on a few things. Any early grand final faves now based on what we've seen in the first 2 weeks?
As in, who's going to meet in the grand final?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's go with that rather than just someone to win it.
let's go. I think it'll be a replay of week one of the finals, I think. Raiders, Storm.
Oh.
Interesting.
I would probably enjoy that one the most. And I'm going to back you in. Raiders Storm.
I think it's going to be Raiders Roosters.
I would like to see the Roosters beat the Storm. Mind you, I don't like either of those two teams, but I think I would like not to see the Storm in a grand final for once.
I think it's going to be Raiders Roosters. I think the Roosters will be up for this game. However, the Roosters stats without JWH are not good. Their winning percentage is very bad when he is out of the lineup. Which
What's their penalties given percentage when he's not
drops
in the lineup?
Way down.
Oh, it's probably only two per game. No, Robinson was the pioneer of the giveaway a penalty right in front of the sticks.
Yeah, he was. He loved it.
And we'll give up 2 points rather than giving up six. Mm. I think it's going to be Raiders Roosters. I think the Storm could be in some trouble this week. Ooh. Similar to Parramatta, were flying high after their big win.
Ooh.
Yes. But yeah, if it's a Raiders-Storm grand final, I think that'll be a very low-scoring affair. I think if it was Raiders-Roosters, it might be a bit more free-flowing. Same with South, if it were South.
Ugh.
Anyway, next question. What is this say, Fulzy? Come on.
Oh, mate, say.
Yeah, tell me. I don't even
know.
The
last four teams left. Top four. Mm-hmm. Again.
Yep.
Do you have to be in the top four to be a real contender?
Well, I think we already said that there was literally, we said there was only three teams that could win this thing. Mm. And all those three teams are there. And South were a latecomer in the last couple of weeks of the season. I don't think any of us thought that any of the bottom four could really trouble the top four.
Manly could win it all.
Yeah, well, he was kidding himself. Yeah, look, clearly based on this year and last year, you would say that, yes, you have to be in the top four to have a chance. But I don't really think... I mean, that's just common sense because you can see how there is a gap between normally the first two to four teams other than the last four or the bottom of the eight.
So it's not causation, it's correlation.
I think the... the era of teams winning from sort of sixth, seventh and eighth... getting into the finals, I think, is a lot harder now than what it used to be.
And I think it should be. I think if you're the best four teams all year, then you deserve the extra chances and
absolutely.
You deserve the weeks off that you get when you win games early on.
And I think the new final system has accommodated that. And it gives everyone, the fans of the game and the teams, the best opportunity to see the best finals football because, again, these are the best teams and this is what we've got. So, again, another blockbuster round coming up, the same as it was in week one.
The argument in the AFL has been, it's only the top four teams again and there's no, like, Bulldogs. I was like, the Bulldogs was only 2016. Like, it was 3 years ago and they came from sixth, I think it was, to win the whole thing in the AFL. Mm. So...
doesn't that make it more special when it does happen as well?
Yeah, exactly.
But
it
shouldn't be the norm, which it's not. Yeah. Like, it should be, there should be an outlier, which, again, there always is going to be. So I think the NRL would be absolutely, putting their hands together with the way that this has panned out because this is what they want. They want the four teams that played each other in the first week of the finals, their dream scenario is for that to be switched. And then the other teams play each other that were in the top four. So I think they've got exactly what they wanted.
Mm. Yeah, and I think they want South. I think they want the Raiders for the nostalgia's sake, and I think they want the Roosters Storm as the two top two teams of the year.
Well, and that's the other thing. You've got two interstate teams and two Sydney teams, and there will be a Sydney team in the grand final.
Yeah.
Well, no, not necessarily. But there's a chance for a Sydney team to be in the grand final, and so I think that's what For me, I think the NRL would be really happy with the way it's all panned out.
Mm. Totally agree. All right, and the last one is Bailey Simonson has been re-signed till 2023. Fulzy, you've put down here. Leipana over, I think so, yes.
Yeah, you reckon it's done.
Leilua, I think, is rumoured to be going to the Bulldogs, Muffy.
Really?
Yep.
I think his best is behind him, but anyway.
Correct.
How much are we going to pay for him?
Oh,
$250?
Probably too much.
Yeah.
Probably overs.
I don't think we need centers. I don't think we need any centers, though. We don't need backline.
Really? Marcello Montoya?
Well, he's out, though. He's gone. Mm. Well, he's not gone. He's injured. And he might get another lead pipe to the leg if I see him in the street.
Whoa. We do not promote violence on this show, Stephen.
Just binge drinking.
I just watched.
Yeah,
I watched iTonya. It seemed to work out well for them.
Yeah.
So.
No, it didn't. I don't know if you watched the whole thing. Maybe you only got through the first part, like the first 20 minutes, and then it all went downhill.
But that'll be interesting. But yeah, I think you're right, Fulzy. I mean, obviously, clearly they have to re-sign Bailey Simonson if they can.
Oh, he's
kids.
Awesome.
Kids are talent, and if they don't, someone else is literally going to come in and sweep them up. And I mean, was he? I'm assuming he's a Raiders junior, or did he come from somewhere else?
Sure,
I don't know either. So again, if it's a junior and a guy that's performed extremely well in first grade, you know, doing what he did in that first final with no notice, coming onto the bench, first touch, he scores a try. Mm-hmm. He's been solid all year. I think you have to sign him. You had to re-sign him. It'd be silly not to.
Correct. All right, moving on then, shall we, to our finals week 2 preview?
I've used all the sweeps up, man.
Okay. You could just go back to a different one.
No.
All right.
We're a professional outfit here, Pete.
We are not a professional outfit.
No
because
double
one
ups.
Thing. Anyway, all right, Friday, 27 September, Raiders versus the Rabbitohs at GIO. Foolsy.
Both teams have named probably their strongest sides, but James Roberts is in some doubt with a finger injury.
It's his thumb.
Thumb's a finger?
Is it?
I don't know. It's a phalange, I believe. They're all phalanges.
Okay.
They're all are they appendages?
That could be the
finger. Are they appendages, or is that what your arms are?
Oh, I think all of it's a bit of an appendage. Because your arm's an appendage of your body, and your fingers are an appendage of your arm.
So that means it's a sub-appendage?
Yeah, maybe.
Sub-appendage.
It's a sub-appendage.
Right. So he's he's got an injury on his left sub-appendage.
Left sub-appendage.
Right.
Yep. Okay. It was strapped heavily last week.
Left, right-hand side, sub-appendage. Like,
posterior thumb. The Rabbitohs actually beat Canberra in Canberra 16-12 in round 10. However, the Raiders had some pretty significant outs in key positions. I think the Rabbitohs here will need to rely on Cook, Walker and Reynolds a lot.
Captain obvious.
Yeah, well, I would slightly edge Canberra up front and in the backs. I'm really excited to see the upfront battle, particularly Papali versus Burgess, but I think Canberra can win in a somewhat fiery game. I think they could even put a score on, but I'm going to say by 8.
I'm going to go the Raiders by 4. I think the Rabbitohs will be battle-hardened, but I think they've also had a tough couple of weeks. So it's going to be a bit of a slog and a grind against this Raiders outfit. The only thing the Rabbitohs can rely on is experience and the Raiders being a bit nervous. So that's why I've only got them by 4. But you're right, they could put on a score against this side, because this Rabbitohs side has shown when they get dominated up front that, you know, they can have a score put on them.
Yeah, I think the main thing for the Raiders here, Pete, as you've mentioned, is, you know, they're inexperienced in this position. They're in a great spot. They're, you know, as we've mentioned earlier, they've got a sellout crowd. The Rabbitohs, that game last week was a tough, tough game. As we saw, there was a lot of injuries. There was a lot of, you know, the teams were dead on their feet at the end, because, you know, there was 12 players for half an hour, 30 minutes for each side in this match. So I think, the Rabbitohs have had a really hard finals campaign so far, and that could catch up with them. I think it'll be, I think sort of, you know, the first 20 minutes will be telling in this game, and I think the last 20 minutes it may be a bit of a blowout, particularly with, as we've seen, guys like John Bateman always seems to pop up in that last sort of 10, 15 minutes and really put the team to the sword and put a nail in the coffin. So I'm going to say, the Raiders, but I'm going to go the Raiders by 8.
All right, you and Foolsy matching there. Well done.
Thank you.
No worries. For the Rabbitohs boys, just before we leave that and leave those guys, if Sam Burgess comes out and has one of those games, they could win this game. But he hasn't really shown it this year consistently. But if he comes out and absolutely is on song, not dropping the ball and not giving away penalties and really getting after it, he could really take a game away.
Oh, absolutely. And by no means is this game a foregone conclusion. I mean, you know, these are the best 4 teams in the competition, as we've said. So it's finals football and anything can happen. So it's definitely not... I don't think the Raiders will treat this as, we're on top and we're the better side. Again, it wouldn't surprise me if the Rabbitohs actually win this game. I think most people would be writing them off just based on...
Oh, I think most are, and I'm definitely
but I'm,
not.
I think this is, you know, I think obviously, you know, both of these games are going to be really tight and really tough games, as they should be.
Foolsy wrote them off about 8 weeks ago.
Oh, they're still, they've flopped through it. It's not like they've dominated both sides.
They haven't been convincing in all their wins, but again, they've
a good team knows how to win a game.
Correct.
And despite not playing their best.
Yeah.
I still think they're pretenders.
You can keep saying it, but
even if
they
win the grand final,
they're pretenders. They're in a prelim. Yeah. Essentially, what they should be doing as a top four side,
pretending. God,
no, I was trying to get you to change your mind there, but that's not going to happen.
Nah,
anyway,
it's not. I'm committed.
Saturday, 28th September. Oh, there's a typo there, Fulzy. Roosters versus the Storms at the SCG. Oh, you've got so many typos in that whole sentence there. You've got 21 September.
And the
SCC. You don't have Storms.
Oh, at the SCC.
And you have SCC.
That's a bit of product placement there, Fulzy.
Yes. It's actually an SCG.
Oh. SCC is a cricket brand. Did you know that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, see, I was just trying to get us some sponsorship dollars, but whatever.
I don't think they're going to sponsor
us. No, they might.
They've got bigger fish to fry.
No, they don't.
They do. They absolutely do.
So, grand final rematch, obviously.
Thanks, Captain.
Massive game between the two pretty evenly matched teams. We seem to be torn on it here. The two games this year have been decided by a total of 3 points, with both sides getting a win. As we discussed, Wairia Hargreaves being suspended definitely hurts. But it is interesting to see Jake Friend on an extended bench, which makes a tough call for Robinson, I think, on how he handles that, as I think Varils has actually been really good for
him.
He
has been very good.
And it's a big call to change them, but do you change them this week and maybe you win and you've got Friend for the grand final? I just don't know. I wouldn't want to be in his position, to be honest. So I'm totally
his
torn.
His pay packet would be pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, overall, but just for this individual decision, I
wouldn't change. I would not bring Friend in.
I
know he's a co-captain and stuff. I would say no.
If Friend is 100% healthy, you do. You bring him in.
So do you play both of them?
No.
Oh, so he's straight out.
Yeah.
Wow. You're a tough man, Mr. Herak.
If
this
he's
is 100% why
you're the coach. Healthy, if he's not... borderline, if he's borderline, then no, because that's a huge risk to take in, and you lose a sub, and then you've got to move Victor Radley probably to hooker, right?
Yeah.
But if he's 100% healthy, can go, then I think you make the change.
Interesting. I'm totally torn. I don't really know which way to go. I'm going Melbourne by two, but I'm not... It's either team's game.
Yeah, absolute coin flip, like you said. 3 points separating them. So, across the year, like, I think you're going to have a similar issue this week. I'm going to go the Roosters by four. I think the Roosters have really had the wood over this Storm team, particularly in close games over the last couple of years. You know, even when Mitchell Pearce was still playing for the Roosters, kicking, you know, a couple of field goals and things like that. I think this side knows how to beat this Melbourne side and can play them at their own game, essentially. And I think that outside back line for the Roosters really knows what it's doing, whereas I think the Storms' back line can sometimes get lost, and Munster can sometimes overplay his hand and just dummy and run all the time and not get the ball out to his outside players, whereas Kronk and Keary are trying to get their outside players involved all the time. Like, Keary wants to get Mitchell on the outside to get Tupu on the outside, and on the opposite side, Kronk wants to get Manu on the outside to get Brett Morris, you know, tries, who's been excellent this year and just dangerous. So, yeah, I just think that factor is probably going to play a part in the game. Could be very wrong, though. Coin flip.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tight. I'm going to lean towards the Roosters. Again, at the SCC, as Fulzy has put down. Yeah, and as you mentioned, Pete, the Roosters, they do know how to beat this Storm team, and, you know, in big occasions. It's in Sydney. There'll be, I'm assuming, hopefully there'll be a sellout crowd there, 40-odd thousand at the SCG. It's not the greatest ground to watch football on, unfortunately. I know it's a good nostalgia ground.
It's
everyone
moved tradition. It to the SCC.
Yeah, it's good for tradition, but it's not a great it's not a great ground to watch a game of league on. But anyway, I'm going to go the Roosters, and I think I'm going to go with you, Pat. I'm going to go the Roosters by four. I think it will be. I don't think it'll be a try. I think it'll be under a try.
Ooh. A converted one.
Good, good Latrell or bad Latrell makes a big difference in this game. If he's giving away errors and penalties.
Yeah, that's true, but I think he has been not inspiring some weeks, and they've still managed to absolutely
kill teams. But I think,
but yeah, if he comes out with some stupid plays, then yes, then that could be the absolute difference. Yeah.
Can I ask a quick question? Cooper Cronk, is he going around again next year?
Nope, this is it.
So it hasn't been a lot of talk about that at this stage.
There was the Fox Sports did an article yesterday about him grabbing Smith by the throat thing last year in the grand final, and did a bit of a, you know, Cronk and Smith feud type thing, and Cronk pretty much poured water on that again, like he has the entire time. There's obviously something there, but Cronk is very diplomatic and continues to pour water on it, and more power to him that he continues to do that. I'm pretty impressed.
Well, he's he's only got maximum two more games to have to talk about it. And then,
go off into the wilderness and write it in a book.
I was going to say, keep it for his memoirs. Yeah, exactly. That's what he's not silly.
Yeah, exactly.
Because everyone will still want to know what happened. But yeah,
absolutely. And look, he's going to be a Fox Sports analyst for a long time. He is a great analyst. He will be on Fox Sports for a very long time.
Yeah, I hadn't heard a lot about his retirement, which, you know, with JT and all these other players that have played in that era and had just as much an impact as what Cronk has had, there was always a big build-up of...
Yeah, look, you'd probably think if he was still at the Storms, there's probably a bigger build-up.
Yeah.
I think, you know, transitioning over to the Roosters might have hurt that a little bit. But at the same time, I think the Roosters have kept it pretty low-key on purpose, you know. Everyone's sort of known for a while that he's going, and then he'll just be gone. He wasn't the best player of his generation in his position. That's like he was excellent, and he played part. But you know, Thurston was probably the best player of his generation at his position. It was just that Thurston could play 5'8".
Yeah.
You know, it was Thurston was playing half before Lockyer left. You know,
he wasn't in Origin for a long time. People forget that. Correct. Lockyer was there for a lot of that.
Lockyer was there for a lot of that, and Thurston was playing half.
Yeah,
and it was just that they had to transition one, and Thurston was the one that was able to transition to five. They're similar roles, and they do similar things. You know, the halfback generally, though, is the one that steers your team around the park. So
yeah, well, either way, I hope he hope he goes out well, and I hope he doesn't break his spatula again.
His spatula.
Oh god,
that'd be bad.
You don't want to break your spatula.
Spatula breaking's bad. Anyway, all right, let's move on then, shall we? So Simona says Grever's short gamble. I love how this name is stuck for this. Like, Simona says Grevers should gamble. And it's like been nearly 3 years since happened. Oh, yeah, someone else.
And do we even remember what it was all about again?
Simona bet on himself, like, for first try scorer into, like, his team winning or losing or something like that. Like, Simona was putting, like, first try scorer bets, but on himself.
Yeah.
So that's pretty, like...
Revs Mule did a number of things.
Yeah, he was the dodger.
Including playing the pokies and selling fake merchandise.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't mind Simona. Like, if you're betting on yourself, then I like that.
Yeah.
Like, because there's every chance that's not going to happen. But you're like, that's it, I'm getting the ball. Yeah. I like his style. Yeah. I don't think that should be illegal. I think every player should be able to bet on
you should be allowed
themselves.
To do it.
Just to bet on yourself.
Yeah. You can only bet on yourself and your team to win.
If I was a coach, I would encourage that.
Keep it on try scorer markets, or can you be like bet on yourself to give away the first penalty?
Well, no, that
or kick the first goal, you just push your kicker out of the way.
Well, we've seen the Bulldogs player once did.
He's not a famous Bulldogs player.
One of your all-time greats.
Yeah,
Ryan Tandy? Is that who it was?
Yeah, it was. It was against North Queensland.
It was against the Cowboys, and it was Ryan Tandy.
And they went for a try anyway.
Yeah,
that's so good.
He came from Melbourne.
Yeah, no.
And I don't think he's around anymore, didn't he?
No, he's
demised.
Oh, has he?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway. There you go. All right, well.
Troubled young man.
R.I.P. Yeah. Right, so boys, let's talk about our bets.
Mm.
How'd you go?
I was a shoo-in until the fix on Manly.
Mm.
I got the out of car try bit right.
Didn't you have, was it just Manly and out of car?
Yeah.
Addo Carr first try, was it?
Yeah.
For you?
I think so.
You had some odds, I thought. That's unfortunate.
I can't remember, but I lost for sure.
Yeah, you did. Muffy, how'd you go?
I got the South to win part right, and I missed out on the Brendan Elliott to score bit wrong.
So I had a look at that during the
but
game.
But Gosiewski got two.
Elliott's try-scoring rate is horrendous. He scored
this
like
is why
two
he was,
in 21 games.
This is
year.
Why it was paying $6.50.
Yeah,
this is why it was. This is why it was a gamble.
I was shocked when I saw how bad it was.
Hence, it's in the title.
Would you have thought that? Like,
is this not what the segment is?
He doesn't score tries. Particularly because he's played a lot of fullback.
But I'm just surprised it was so low.
This is why he was paying so well. He's called. Gambling.
He was statistically much less likely to score than Gosiewski. Two tries in 18 games this year.
Well, I understand all of that. Hence the gamble part.
So, have we got some bets this week, boys?
Yeah, always.
Fulzy, how many? So,
how many legs are we on this week?
So, this is the third time. Have you got a? What's your odds got to be? To well, hang on. Well, how much money are you on, Pete? What's the cash? What's the cash situation?
Look, if you do, including the money that you bet. So,
yep. Yeah. So let's do that because it's easy to add up.
Yep. So I'm at $54.
Oh. So I had $10.
$3.
And I was at $23.70. And now I had $10, which I lost. So now I'm back to $13.
No. I think you just stay at 23.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Righto. 23.
Otherwise, I'd be minus 20 or something.
Yeah, you are minus 20.
Well, that's fine. Let's go. That's
very true.
You've lost $20. He's at 13. I'm at $54.
Yeah. That's how it works.
Yeah, absolutely. It's called,
do you know how gambling works?
You don't get that money back.
Oh, I just thought we'd collectively added up what we won over the
If you do nothing,
it's like, oh, it's zero.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, rubbish.
Right, fine.
All right, so basically...
You're minus 20.
Pete's 40 ahead of me and, what, 60 ahead of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More.
70, no, more.
74 70. In front of him.
Yeah. Right, you got big odds here, mate. Go.
Yeah,
of course he does.
Look, you know what? I was going to put the Mockers on the Raiders, but I won't do that because I want them to win, and it's only 9-1. So I'm
it's
going.
It's only 9-1. The truth comes out. It's only 9-1.
You know, I figure I've got two big splashes for the rest of the year. We're going a first try, Quinella.
Ooh, I like it. Ooh. I'm already in.
Leipana.
Ooh. Yeah. Which one's going first?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter.
Either
it's
or.
A Quinella. Not an exacta.
Oh, yeah. Not an exacta.
Not an exacta.
So what does that pay?
That's 56-1.
What do you mean? As in they both score?
They've got to score the first two tries between them.
Oh, right.
I like it.
Oh, sorry. They've got to score the first two tries in any order. So both of them have to score one of the first two tries.
So it could be Leilua or Rapana, or it could be Rapana and Leilua.
Yeah.
So it can't be Rapana.
No. Incorrect.
Okay.
That is the
one. Wow, $56. Yeah, what's the stats on that, Fulzy?
Oh, free money.
I like it. I think I'm in. I think you sell me. So, Muffy, what do you got for us this week?
Can you go you? Because I'm still trying to work out my odds for this one.
I'm just going to bank some more money here. Oh, I'm going to upset Fulzy.
Little front-running Brendan.
I am a front-running Rangers, but I'm okay with it. So I'm going to go with the Melbourne Storm plus 10.5. All right.
Oh, you disgust.
Yeah, I know.
you tipped it. Anyway, okay.
Into the Sydney Roosters Melbourne Storm game. Under 40.5.
Oh, God.
$2.
$2, right.
Hey, who's on a streak here? Oh, I'm banking money every week. What are you doing?
Yuck. I'm trying to make real money for the people.
What people? I don't think anyone's putting your bet on other than you and
me.
And we're definitely going to lose our $10. So.
Nah, this is coming good. $5.60.
Okay.
Ooh. All right, I got one. Mm-hmm. Melbourne Roosters.
Yes.
Justin Ollam to score a try anytime.
Ooh.
Sydney Roosters to win.
Ooh.
How much?
I reckon it's about 8-1.
It's $8.
There you go.
$8.
I'm good at framing a market here, apparently.
Apparently so. Mm. So that, yeah. So if I get that and Pete doesn't get his, or even if you do get yours, do I still get you?
Oh, no, you'd be down. No, we'd be pretty much tied.
Oh, I can't have that then. What's the next one?
Well, that's too late. That's what you got. That's your bet.
So, you still got another shot.
It's on recording.
Oh, GF, that's true.
Yeah, GF. Yeah. All right, I like it. So, Garth's got a same game multi for us this week. He's gone the Raiders Rabbitohs game. All right, Fulzy, I think you should put this on. All right, here we go. Raiders 1-12. Win.
No.
John Bateman, anytime try scorer.
Free money. I like it.
Under 37.5 total match points.
No, that's where it's going to fall down.
Raiders 5-8 halftime margin.
No, that never gets up.
More.
I am all in on this. It is 124-1.
Whoa.
But the halftime margin never seems to be, I don't know, it always seems to be what trips up these bets is the halftime margin.
5-8, I like it.
Yeah, I'm but in. that's every time is 5-8.
I'm in. I am hard in on this.
So this was my original bet, and then I realized this is not even worth winning money on. Raiders, -6.5.
Yeah.
Raiders to lead both halves. Rapana to score a try.
Yeah.
Raiders to score the first try. Yeah. Over 37.5.
Mm.
Raiders to score the last try.
Mm.
Raiders the first to 10. And Raiders the first to 20. Mm. That's free.
What did it end up as?
$9.12-1.
$9?
Yeah, exactly. Not enough.
Not even worth it.
Nah.
Well, I don't get out of bed for
$9. Do
you know
$9. How many buttons I pressed only to end up with $9 when coming up with that?
And free money, which Garth is on fire at the moment. Under 43.5, Raiders, Rabbitohs, and South Sydney plus 13.5 alternative starting margin. $2.05. He's on fire. Free money. He's been on fire for about 5 weeks, I think.
I reckon the Raiders might put on 43.5 in the first half.
Well, okay, that seems unlikely. Oof. Can't really put on for a half a point. Yeah, but anyway.
They might, though.
Look, Garth, hit him up on his page, League Legends. It's free at the moment. So go check it out. It's on Facebook. And yeah, go see how much free money he's giving everybody. Free money.
Like free money.
Yeah, me too. All right, that brings us to the end of the show, gents. Good episode this morning.
Yeah, thanks.
Good run sheet, Fulzy. Well done.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, but thanks. You know what? It was my first time.
It was your first
time. Everyone's first time is pretty bad.
You're right. You are very right about that. Anyway, enjoy. Oh, love it.
Yeah, nostalgia. We're getting to the finals now.
Fair enough. I love it. Love the song. Enjoy the football this weekend, boys. Mm. And we'll see you again next week.
Where are you going to be, Pete? Do we need to put you on watch?
Well,
Friday night. People need to call you after the game just to make sure that everything's all right, depending on what happens? It
depends on the result, yeah. But if the result doesn't go my way, Frantic Friday could get a lot more frantic.
Oh, so you're going to be half-cooked anyway watching this?
Correct.
And where are you going to be watching it?
Look, we haven't figured that out yet. We're trying to figure that out today.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're trying to book a venue. But yes, I'll probably get kicked out of said venue if the result doesn't go in the way I want it to. Excellent.
All right.
Enjoy the football, gents.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.